You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. Throughout myth, magic and story, the image of the cloak appears again and again. Cloaks can be heavy and woolly and warming for shutting out those cold, blustery, wet winter days, and they might be more decorative, more suitable for ceremonies or special occasions. But in those mythical, magical stories that I'm really thinking of, these cloaks were magical tools of sorts, bestowing special gifts to the fortunate soul that got to wear them. Take, for example, the Cloak of Invisibility from Harry Potter stories. In that story, if you've ever read the story or seen the film, Harry is gifted a cloak one Christmas morning. And at first he didn't know what was so special about that cloak. But then when he actually put it on, he and his friend Ron discovered that the cloak rendered Harry invisible. In other words, whoever wore that cloak would be able to move around unseen and unnoticed. And then of course there is Merlin the Wizard's cloak, often thought to be dark as midnight and covered in stars and patterns and symbols and magical codes, if you want Disney's own version. I'm not sure it's what I would imagine a druid to wear, but that cloak, that would have been a garment worn by a wise one, someone who moved between times and saw what others could not. Merlin's cloak was a container. It was a container for deeper knowledge. Maybe it was a mapping of the cosmic forces or a way to access other states of being. And in Norse mythology, the goddess Freya possessed a cloak that was made of falcon feathers. And when she put that cloak on, she would transform into a falcon and fly between the realms. That cloak was really truly magical and it allowed her to shapeshift to suit whatever she wanted to achieve. And in many old fairy tales, there are mentions of a cloak of dreams, which I have to say would be the one I'd like to try at least once. It's an enchanted cloak in the same ways as the other cloaks I've mentioned are, but this one allows the wearer to enter the dream world while still fully awake. The Cloak of Dreams allows you to move through the space between fully awake and fully asleep, and it holds you steady in that theta brainwave-like state. I describe this as the gap, an interspace between conscious and not conscious awareness. It's that wonderful space just before you fall asleep, or indeed before you fully wake up. You're aware enough to be present, but not so aware that all your beliefs and filters flood in and obscure what you're experiencing. It's like your mind is floating blissfully. And in this theta-like state, insights tend to come more clearly, or at least they do to me, even when I'm not really looking for them. And sometimes I get answers to a question in this state, even before I know the question is actually a question. It will have arrived before the question is even formed, that answer. I've experienced this during meditation, like a lucid download. It appears profound and precious and quite unexpected, and I need to write it down as soon as I really come to, so that I don't let it slip through my fingers. And donning a cloak like this would hold you aware enough to observe and relaxed enough to receive. This kind of cloak, this magical cloak of dreams, would be useful if you wanted to access any kind of intuitive knowing or interpret symbolic messages or notice the subtlest of all energy shifts. So of the cloaks, I suppose I would opt for the cloak of dreams. I wonder which one you'd go for. Maybe you and I could get together and we could swap and share them between us. These cloaks remind me of something I already know, though, that each one of us, we can create our own cloak. How would you like to create your own magical cloak of energetic like frequencies? And if you could create such an imaginary cloak, and you can, what would you use yours for? What would it look like? How would it respond for you? I thought I'd use my show on UK Health Radio today to sit with you, and together we will create your own enchanted cloak, tailored out of pure energy and conscious light. This will be your cloak. Original and unique, just like you.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tennis Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the Skin Comfort Formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
I'd like you to imagine just for a moment that you have at your disposal a magnificent cloak that's made entirely of intelligent light energy. Not just light as we know it, like from the sun or from a lamp or a light that you can switch on, but a really refined, conscious light. It's intelligent, it's responsive, and it's attuned specifically to your unique energetic field. And this cloak will be a real energetic garment, one that's perfectly constructed for you and one that only you can wear. It's only one that you can create for yourself, and it's only one that you can work with in your own subtle way. And it can be drawn upon at will, night and day for you, for as long or as short a time as you might need it. And it can be worn all the time or only as and when. This amazing energetic cloak will be intentionally yours always. Now, who wouldn't want one of those? So let's walk through a very simple process so that you can create your own cloak, one that's right, one that's perfect for you. You can put it on when you need, remove it when the time is right too. And this is about creating an energetic cloak that you can actively work with and get to know, and a cloak that will serve you in whatever way you need it, whenever you need it. And a relationship between you and this energetic cloak, this conscious cloak, that you can develop over time. I'd start really by asking myself, what could I want this cloak to do for me? You know, what would you like a cloak to do for you? Would you like it to protect you? Would you like it to support your healing journey? Maybe you would like it to bring you more confidence. Maybe you'd like it to share some kind of wisdom and knowledge with you. Maybe you'd like it to bring you more joy. Perhaps it's only about feeling less pain. Maybe it's none of those things. Only you know what a magnificent energy cloak like this would do for you, how it would benefit you. Well, maybe we should start with, what does your cloak look like? Now, I don't know what your cloak looks like. I do know what mine looks like. And so really, I would suggest you approach this in two distinct ways if you would like to know how your own cloak appears. First of all, what you could do is you can deliberately choose to paint a picture in your mind of what your cloak might look like. Don't overthink it. Just let your imagination offer something up to you that you would love. And then you fill in all the other bits that you'd like as well afterwards. So begin with things like, is my cloak going to be long or short? And when I wear it, would it feel heavy and draped? Or is it going to be light and airy and flowy? And the light in it, does it shimmer? Is it reflective? Or could it be dark like an unlit night sky? Is it always softly or gently coloured? Is it only ever one colour? Are there many colours? Are the lights in this cloak quite dim, or are they dazzlingly bright? Is this cloak woven from something magical like starlight, or natural like a forest mist? Or does it come from an element like flowing water? Is it like you are wearing a waterfall of light? Or is it like a circle of air sweeping around you? Another way of connecting with what your cloak actually appears to look like is simply by allowing it to show itself to you. You could sit quietly in an intentional meditation specifically for this in order to connect with your cloak and ask to be shown your cloak and be told what this cloak is for. I chose this way, though there is no right or wrong way, of course, in this. First, you need to be very still in your energy field if this is the way you would like to do it. Be really still, be slow. Slow down your breathing, be relaxed, let yourself arrive in that moment, be calm. And then as you close your eyes and have very measured breathing, I just imagined myself sitting in a chair in the middle of a very clean, open space. And then I asked to be shown my cloak, and that my cloak would form around my seated body so that I could really look at it. And I trusted whatever showed up. I really prefer to do this exercise as I fall asleep, if I'm honest, because I regularly check in with my cloak. Sometimes I'll do it just after I begin to wake up. But any time spent intentionally meditating with your cloak is absolutely fine too. And I don't tend to do anything more than observe my cloak. I like to watch it. I like to feel it and see how it behaves with me. And if it speaks to me, I listen. And if there is a silence, I remain quiet. What I have might be an easeful day what I have might be a challenging day. And whichever one of those it might be, or a day that is completely unknown, I just might put in a request to my cloak. If it's challenging, I might say, please support and shield me as I move through this day. All right. And if it's something where I'm stepping into an unknown day, I might say, please stay at my side and be a steady arm for me as I move through this unknown day. And if it's a joyful day, I might say, please celebrate with me. Take part in this joyfulness. You're very much a part of this. You belong. And when you're connecting with your cloak, when you have done the first intentional meditation, or if it's something that you've done hundreds of times, I always just simply rest in the experience I have and the relationship I have with my cloak. Your cloak will always adjust to your energy field and continue its work, even without any forcing or effort on your part. You don't even have to ask it to act on your behalf. It's always really there. So I like to just sit in my visualization, in my imagination, and I often look lovingly just at this special cloak. And you can start to work with your cloak each day or as and when. And the more you use it, the more familiar it will become for you. And it can be quite addictive, I have to say. Over time, your cloak may appear to shift and change a little, and that's natural and normal. It would be unusual to me to expect anything not to shift in some way over time. So over time, it may appear to be different, and that's fine. And it may feel different, and that's okay too. And it might start to behave a little bit differently, depending on how it's responding to your energy fields, and really celebrate that as well. It's all part of the process. I love my cloak. It always works for my benefit, and I trust it. And so if it shows up to me or is behaving differently in some ways, then it would be the same for me as any best friend that showed up and looked or was behaving slightly differently. I'd want to know if everything was okay with it, if there was anything that I could do to support it. But most of all, I would want to keep that cloak by my side, because we've developed a relationship between the two of us that means that as we transition and change, we're still in support of one another. So my cloak, it looks like it's woven out of really fine thread. It's got like an iridescent quality, a bit like if you can imagine a spider's web that's made from an iridescent gossamer style of light. And along the webbing, there are small, intensely bright, almost fairy lights, I suppose. And these fairy lights can and do change colour from time to time. Sometimes it appears all the fairy lights are white gold. And other times it ripples with garnet red type of colours, or deep azure blue and lapis lazuli colours. Sometimes it's multicolour, and sometimes it's all very, oh, how can I put it, like mirror-like and reflective. It's absolutely gorgeous. I'm fairly sure I can ask this cloak to do or be pretty much anything I need it to do or be for me. But what's amazing is that I found that often this cloak already knows what I need. It's intelligent, as if it has a consciousness of its own. I've one of these magical cloaks, and that's why I can't recommend having one highly enough for you. If you're prepared to put in the time it takes in order to really develop a relationship with yours. So I believe that my cloak is made out of some kind of ether. That would be how I describe it. And ether is the air that the gods breathe. It's pure essence, and it has a light, an incredible magical quality, and it is above all conscious. It's a thinking, living organism in its own right. I'm becoming convinced of that. And it shimmers and it responds, and the lights in it pulsate. And sometimes when I need cheering up, it creates these dazzling displays. And when I need to be calmed down, it seems to have these rippling, soothing showers. It all depends upon how it's serving me the most. I expect my cloak to know what I need and when I need it, and I wear my cloak all the time, although I know some people don't wear theirs all the time, because my cloak also guards me and it works with me when I'm in therapy sessions, a bit like an extra energetic layer in my energy field. And funnily enough, recently when I went for a CT scan, just as I was about to lie down on the long bench that you lie on before the scanning begins, I actually felt my cloak being lifted right off me and taken off to be fully cleaned down while I was being scanned. And it was so cool because I only realised that my cloak had been taken off to be fully cleaned when it was put back on, because it was returned so much brighter and so much more lustrous. Later that day, it was quite amazing. So whether you consciously choose what your cloak is going to look like, or you do what I did, and that's allow it to simply show me its natural form, the way it wanted to show itself to me, there's no right or wrong way of doing this. So how are you going to wear your cloak? You might imagine it in traditional form, or you might actually imagine that you have to, like any other piece of clothing or a garment that you would choose, that instead of it being on you all the time, you might have to imagine it hanging on a hook nearby you, and you are free to lift it from that hook and actually swirl it around your shoulders and put it on you whenever you need to. Again, how you wear it is up to you. You might imagine it on the hook and put it on you. You might imagine it's always there. You might prefer to watch it appear on your body as it needs to, just gently forming around you as if it's always been there, even though it was invisible until it activated and then showed itself to you. I ask my cloak to be with me all the time and to only really make me aware of it, though, when I either call out to it, like I've flicked on a switch and woken it up, or, and I love this the most, for the cloak to be observant, and when I need to be aware of it, to make me aware of it. When I need to know it's just been activated for some reason, that it lets me know that it's just been activated for some reason. And when it's already working, I like it to tell me it's already working. And as it's working on my behalf, I'd like it to tell me what it's doing. I'm so familiar with my own cloak now that I don't feel the need to know what it is doing all the time, as I usually know as soon as the cloak activates because it tells me. But my suggestion with you is, if you're just beginning with this, just imagine yourself putting on the cloak and then clearly giving it a purpose, and speak to it out loud or hold the intention silently in your mind. And you can say something like, "My cloak, I need you to help me with strength and steadiness at the moment." Or you could say, "My cloak, show me what I need to know." Or you might say, "My cloak, take this pain away so I can be calm and still again." And as you get used to speaking with and listening to your cloak, after a while, your cloak will start the conversation first. And that's where I am with my cloak. I don't necessarily feel the need to be the one in the relationship that always begins the conversation first. And I don't want my cloak to feel that it needs to ask me for permission in order for it to do the beautiful, magical job that actually I want it to do. We work together in cooperation, as opposed to me dominating this cloak or the cloak dominating me. That's simply not how it works. So these cloaks, they feel really lovely to wear. So I'd suggest that you connect with your cloak. What does it feel like? Is it light or heavy for you? And how long is it? Is it full length or is it a little bit shorter? How does it feel along your back? How does it feel draped across your shoulders or over your arms? And does it have pockets? And will there ever be something hidden in those pockets? Can you tie the cloak at the neck? Do you bind it at the chest? And when you wear it, do you feel warm instantly? Do you feel you're heavier or lighter? I mean, do you feel anything at all? And I've often had conversations with people about this, and they said to me, I'm never quite sure if I've got my cloak on or not. And I go, okay, then, well, let's try it in reverse. If you don't know how it actually feels with your cloak on, why don't you imagine taking that cloak off? So if you have a cloak on, imagine taking it off. Hang it up for safekeeping on a hook, and then notice how you feel. This cloak is yours. It's perfect for you, and you can put it on and take it off whenever you like. And you can fold it up and hide it away for special occasions, or you can hang it up so it's always within reach. Perhaps it simply disappears when you no longer wish to connect with it, or it becomes invisible when it's not consciously activated anymore. And maybe it talks to you, maybe you talk to it, or maybe you're silent partners in the same journey.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list? Then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato.
Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
The station that makes you feel good.
So now let's imagine just for a moment that you have at your disposal a cloak made of intelligent light energy. It's not light as we know it from the sun or a lamp. It's a refined conscious light energy. It's intelligent and responsive, and it's attuned to your unique self. It's an intelligent consciousness that wants to work for your benefit and only for your benefit. It's immediately responsive. It's able to synchronize with your energy field seamlessly. It enhances the coherence of your energy bodies, bringing your different energy fields and the frequencies that travel in through and around them into a unified, balanced, harmonized whole. And if there are areas of stagnation or depletion or misalignment, your cloak is going to intelligently act on them to clear them and restore balanced natural flow, optimum processing. And this amazing cloak adapts to your needs even before you know what you need. And sometimes when you ask your fabulous cloak for something, what the cloak will do is it will take what you've asked for, and it will not only try its very best to set that thing in motion to create that thing that you require. If it feels it can improve upon that desire, if it feels it can improve, it can give you more, actually, that there's more available than you've asked for, it tends to over-deliver. So you've got your fabulous cloak, and you know more or less now what it looks like, or you will do. And you know that this wonderful cloak wants to work in cooperation with you, wants to serve you like a best friend, and only work with you. What next? Well, perhaps we could look at whether or not you can program this cloak. Well, I don't really like to use the word program, because as soon as you use a word like program, it means that you dominate something, I think, that you set your intention and that there's no creative space within that. And I really don't want to do that with these cloaks, because as I said before, the cloaks have a tendency to say, you could ask for that, but actually you could be getting more. So what I'll do is I'll give you what you've won, I'll set that in motion, and actually I'm also going to include some other fabulous stuff that you might not have known is actually available to you. Okay, so we're not going to program it, all right, but you can certainly give that cloak instructions and make intentional requests. Because it's made of conscious light energy, the cloak is going to respond to that clear intention. And you can sort of instruct it through a conscious thought, but really it's about intending it through a feeling, a request, perhaps a politely spoken word. And this might be an instruction for healing. You might say, I'd like some healing, or to help you to relax a bit more, or to be able to sleep better through the night, or to lose some weight, or to manifest something. Don't forget, you can ask the cloak to attract whatever it is you desire. The cloak doesn't mind. It's as easy for it to manifest a mansion as it is for it to manifest a banana, okay? And you can ask this cloak to attract whatever you desire and to bring it to you easily and effortlessly. Requesting help from your cloak makes your cloak very happy. It's as simple and as gentle as making that really clear wish, sending that loving, intentional thought. And your cloak is going to hear your wish and automatically, effortlessly, masterfully respond. It'll shape-shift and change the energy fields around you to make that thing you requested to come into being. We know that anything that's showing up for us in our life has got to come through the energy fields first. And because the cloak is made of conscious light energy, your cloak consciously responds to your intention. You give it purposeful direction through your thoughts and feelings and spoken words, and then what happens is the cloak responds. So let's drill into this a little bit for healing then. You might ask the cloak to improve an energetic area in your energy field that feels a bit tired or out of balance, if you're aware of it. Or you could just say, look, I feel like I need more. I need to soak up healing light vibrations. I'd like to soak up healing light vibrations into any place that it is needed. Ask. Assume that your cloak heard you. Assume that what you have requested will now immediately be acted upon for you. And for relaxation, you might ask your cloak to enable you to feel a bit lighter, a bit softer, enable you to relax a bit more, and to create some kind of subtle dimming in your energy field so that you can power down and have the opportunity to regenerate a bit, to reduce all of that noise and nervous energy that's around in you. And for manifestation, you know, you might hold your focus on what you'd like to bring forward into your life, and let that focus become part of the cloak's field. And it might be through a word or a feeling or a vision. And your cloak will set up a magnetic charge in your manifestation field and also in those magnetic spinning nadis that are around you like an asteroid belt. And it will draw whatever it is you need to you. And you can ask the cloak to give you an enlightened gift, maybe a little bit of wisdom or something that you feel that you need. It's okay to ask your cloak to give you a gift. Perhaps it could leave that enlightened gift in a pocket in the cloak. And when you place your hand in the pocket, you can then remove whatever it is that the cloak feels that you deserve to receive at this time. Wouldn't that be a fun exercise? I've actually created these types of cloaks for people as well. They ask me to create a cloak for them, and I do it gladly. And these requests, I have to say, they most often come from people who are in a bit of a pickle of some kind. And I cloak them when they feel they may get a bad online review, let's say, or someone is being a bit nasty to them, or they fear they got into legal trouble and they didn't mean to, you know, that sort of thing. And I cloak them and the situation becomes less constrictive and worrisome. And then they become somewhat invincible for a while, and the people that are after them lose interest, and everything seems to settle, everything leaves them alone. The problem evaporates with these cloaks. There's no reason why you couldn't create a cloak like that for you, you know. Fascinating how these cloaks can be used. I wonder how you use yours. So, above all else, try to develop a long-term relationship with your cloak. I wouldn't swap cloaks in and out. I would have one cloak and I would ask that cloak to be everything that I could ask it to be. And I like to observe my cloak to get to know it. And I observe it so I can learn to read it and respond to it a bit better. And so that I can speak with it and ask it with intentions. In intentionality, how it can help me. And when I'm grounded and centered, I like to look at the cloak and think to myself, oh, how does that cloak appear now? My cloak, when I'm grounded and centered, shows me I'm grounded and centered because it glows brighter and activates more fully. That's interesting. That's part of developing a relationship with a cloak. And when I'm tired or feeling a bit shattered or scattered, I sometimes look at my cloak then. And interestingly enough, it often changes. Instead of being bright and activated, it is more shield-like with a much more solid skin of light that's a specific colour for unifying my energy field. It sort of shields me in a way. And even if I'm not observing it, I know I'm always treating my cloak like a living, thinking being, and I'm respectful of it. I treat it as I would any best friend, and I'm courteous, and I ask politely, and I always show my thankfulness readily. I'm immensely grateful. I really appreciate this amazing gift and anything that comes from the realm of magic. I hope you too can learn to appreciate yours. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can uplevel any part of your life.